Hello, you're watching South Connect. This segment brings you all the latest news and updates from the states of South. Let's go first to Andhra Pradesh. Accusing the state government of extending full support to the promoters of the Kakinada Special Economic Zone by using police power over farmers who were fighting for the land, State Secretary of the CPIM, P. Madhu, on Monday said the party would call for massive transplantation in the land acquired for the purpose in the last week of December. Now let's go to Telangana. Chief Minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao laid stress on constituting the federal front. He said that Telangana state will play a key role in the coming years in the national arena. The Congress and the BJP failed in solving the problems of the country. There is a need of a federal front, he said, adding that he will organize a front after the assembly elections. Now let's go to Tamil Nadu. President Ramnath Kovind today spoke to Tamil Nadu Chief Minister K. Palaniswamy and inquired about the situation in the state in the aftermath of Cyclone Gaja, which has claimed so far 45 lives. In a tweet, the president said the people and the government of India were standing by those in distress in the state of Tamil Nadu. Now let's go to Karnataka. The central government has approved an additional assistance of ₹546.21 crore to Karnataka, which was affected by floods and landslides in August, said an official statement on Monday. A high-level committee meeting chaired by Union Home Minister Rajnath Singh approved the additional assistance of ₹521 crore from the National Disaster Response Fund to Karnataka that was affected by floods and landslides, said the statement from New Delhi. Now let's go to Kerala. BJP President Amit Shah on Tuesday slammed the Pinarayi Vijayan government's handling of the situation in Sabarimala as disappointing and accused the Kerala government of treating pilgrims as gulag inmates and making them spend nights next to pig droppings, asserting that his party stands firmly with every Ayyappa devotee who holds a Sabarimala tradition close to his heart. The BJP president said his party will not let the LDF crush people's faith with immunity. That's all for today in South Connect. For more news updates, log on to www.swnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it, and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.